Very impressed with our team. You know, it's not just about me, but it's, you know, there's a bunch of other guys on this team, and they've been doing a fantastic job, specifically speaking on defense, getting pressure on the quarterback, obviously, you know, doing a great job of keeping points off the board, and it was clearly evident by, you know, how we played last week. Obviously, there was a little bit of a let up, which we need to correct, that we've, you know, kind of given up some touchdowns in the fourth quarter this year, but ultimately been doing a great job, so it's good to see.
How's the thumb feeling? Is it true the pins come out on Monday?
Yeah, the rumors are true. They come out on Monday, and we'll take it from there. But it feels good. You know, obviously, it's a unique break, and like I said, and that, you know, if something were to happen to the pins while playing with it, that could mean a, you know, potential for season over for me. So we're being cautious and careful with this, but I'll have more news when they take the pins out.
Is the way the guys are playing, does it allow you to be more cautious? They've been playing great, so you don't feel this huge rush to get back.
I feel a rush to get back from within, but winning definitely helps. But, you know, I have to be smart. You know, the doctors are being very smart and cautious with me as well. So, you know, we'll see. It's obviously very frustrating, but, you know, I'll try and be back there as soon as I can.
Have you had to learn to be patient, Clay?
I'm not a patient guy, as you guys are well aware. I'll never learn to be patient. But it's difficult because with most rehab injuries, you know, you feel as if you're getting better and you're working towards something. But with this, it's obviously a different case. You know, I kind of have to wait for, you know, doctor's opinions and specific procedures in order to take the field. So that's what's most frustrating.
Did you push to try and play through this until they told you that there's no two ways about it? I assume that you did, but we never really got to talk to you. So.
I thought I was coming back in the fourth quarter of the Detroit game. But, you know, once we got the x-rays, we learned that it was a unique you know, fractured dislocation, in which I was, you know, I was all for it, but there was no way around what these doctors were telling me the possible risk were, as well as future, you know, life after football, as far as, you know, my hand and what could happen. So it's, you know, I definitely would like to push through it. I feel like, I could and I'd be able to. Pain's not an issue for me. It's more so about being smart, and at times I'm not the smartest.
What did this one feel like? You said you only thought you could come back in the fourth, so was it not maybe as bad as what a Bennett fracture sounds like? When I read the description.
No, I mean, you know, when you break a bone in your hand, especially with adrenaline running, you don't really feel it until afterwards when the pain kicks in. But, you know, pain's not an issue as far as playing through it. I've played through a number of injuries in which pain, you know, I've got a great pain threshold, but like I said, it's about being smart and what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, at this position, too, it's difficult with one hand. And I'll deal with that when I'm able to close it up and come back. But for the time being, we're just, you know, praying for the best and hoping that my body heals up on time and get back out there and help the team out.